News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sender, super duper performer, as the fabulous in the other side of the glass. And he's our producer, Rob Sender. And Mr. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, so we appreciate all his hard work and his help as well. In the studio with us now, Samantha Pearson is back. She's Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation Elm Street Manager and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. She's been bringing us a series of reports that relate to law changes and opportunities and surveys and studies and affecting positive change around here and noting the increase in biking and rail trail words. What else?
I've got all the news, Mark, and I'm glad to be here.
You got it all, so thanks for coming back. And you brought a guest with you. Kim Wheeler is back. She gets interviewed here about every 10 years or so.
Just about that.
But she is back, and she's taken on a new job at the Borough of Lewisburg as a special projects coordinator. So welcome back.
Thanks, Mark.
I really appreciate it.
Great to be here.
A special projects coordinator in the Borough of Lewisburg. A quick summary of just what that job is.
Oh, sure. Yep. It's a new position at the Borough of Lewisburg, handling grants that have been acquired by the borough over the last number of years and seeking new grants, working on special projects that incorporate everything from floodplain restoration to traffic planning and design and park work, and working with other organizations around the community, like the Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, the Downtown Partnership, Bucknell University, building partnerships, and really just facilitating projects for change in the community.
Well, boy, everybody's pulling for Lewisburg. They're all good doers with significant deliverables that have been really hard work, working hard.
Absolutely.
Around here. So hopefully there's progress. So you would be over or helping and serving as liaison for things like the Market Street, the sort of the downtown study that we're going to talk about in a moment, Hoofnagle Park work, which is actually called the
Bullhorn Greenway Project.
There we go. And since Sam brought us that story 2 years ago or 3 years ago, we'll let you kind of take over here. So we want to start out with transportation.
Sure. We can just mention that the Market Street study is happening. People have been hearing about this probably since the end of last year. But Kim may want to sort of fill us in on how things got started behind the scenes.
Sure. Thanks, Mark. The Market Street Transportation Corridor Project is a safety and health and safety and traffic study, essentially, through the 9 blocks of historic downtown Market Street in Lewisburg. And it started about almost a year ago, maybe more, with a steering committee of concerned citizens that really wanted to affect change of the way that we're seeing heavy vehicle traffic since the summer of 2017 coming through downtown Lewisburg. It's been a real concern, not only of the residents and merchants, visitors, of how they actually can feel safe on the street, pass whether they're a pedestrian or a bicyclist, or even just driving in the car. It has really ramped up since 2017, and that is mainly because of a couple of detours that are happening around the region with the Central Susquehanna Valley Thruway Project, as well as the Duke Street Reconstruction Project in Northumberland. But there's just generally an overall increase in freight traffic through this part of Pennsylvania, which will occur for the next 20, 30 years as it is projected through PennDOT and also the MPO, which is the Metropolitan Planning Organization at CEDACOG.
Right, so one of the things we realize is that we're getting this current traffic crunch may be a function of sort of temporary current conditions, but it's actually a preview of what we are to expect in
long
a decade
term.
Or so.
Yeah. Well, and you weren't exactly truck-free beforehand, so.
That's true, but it really, to be honest, it was a very clear impact. It was for residents, for people visiting downtown, that was. There was really a groundswell, grassroots outcry because it was so palpable, the change.
All right, and who's funding it? I know citizens.
That's a great question. Yeah. So last fall, there was really this sort of moment in time where the steering committee got together and really started to put together what we call a scope of work for looking at the issues and collecting data and really talking to the community about what are the concerns, what kind of information needs to be collected. It's not just a traffic study. It's actually a very comprehensive look at a variety of different things, not only from the impact of the traffic, but the impact on the historic buildings in downtown, a look at how people are able to navigate through the town, so looking at pedestrian crossings, phasing of intersection, signalization, looking at whether or not business activity has truly decreased or had an effect by some of this activity. We're hearing it, but we're taking a harder look at doing some surveying of the merchants and their finances through this. So through all of that, a steering committee was really advocating for collecting and fundraising funds. And that happened at the end of 2018, the beginning of 2019. And miraculously, $80,000 plus was fundraised over a two-month period of time. And that was, mostly residents and concerned citizens, businesses. But also there were three major donors, and that included Bucknell University, Evangelical Hospital, and Geisinger, because they're really concerned about the health and safety of downtown Lewisburg.
And the progress, I see that there's traffic counters in the downtown, or there were several weeks ago. I don't know if they're there right at the moment. There were some intersection cameras that were set up. So this is happening?
Right. So the data gathering happened, like you said, a couple weeks ago at this point. That initial sort of number crunching is happening. There's also been gathering of information just from the public. So last week there was an information gathering public meeting, and one of the reasons we're here today is if people weren't able to attend that, missed that, we still want to hear from them. If they have input, we have both a structured, very short survey that they can do, and we also have a sort of somewhat more open-ended, contribution form where you can state what your issues are, where they are, put in photos, labeled photos, things like that, and just sort of share your experience. All of that can be found on the borough website or links to it right now.
Yep, and that's at www.lewisburgborough.org, and it's under the News Alerts and Notices section of the website, very easy to find, with a title of Market Street Carter Transportation Study Feedback Forms. And as Sam just mentioned, people can put their direct comments right into the comment form. They can insert photos, and a lot of people have been snapping photographs over the last couple of years of problem situations, pinches in the downtown, trucks, having one issue or another, whether they're turning radiuses or sometimes
too wide. I remember that popped up. Wide loads coming through.
Wide loads, hazardous materials. A lot of times, we're concerned. The community is concerned about the types of materials being transported through the downtown, many of which are unmarked. Large vehicles, but we also have concerns from the fire and EMS units of Union County and also William Cameron Fire Department because of the being able to attend to in a timely manner conflicts and incidents throughout the borough and beyond. Trying to get through the gridlock has been a major concern of theirs.
And what would be some long-term goals? Let's get back to the immediate goals in a moment. Let's go ahead and look long-term. I mean, I think the idea of a Lewisburg bypass or something for east and westbound traffic might be something that folks might start to think about.
So one of the things is this is not a design study, and so that's an important thing to think about. You could think of this as a preliminary thing. And it's like, well, that's a lot of money for preliminary, but we also have we're really trying to do this comprehensively. Like Kim said, it's not just how many cars go through, how many trucks, what's their speed, okay, done. There's turning movements, really analyzing how people are entering and exiting the corridor. There's assessment of pedestrian experience and bike experience, and it's much more fine-grained and detailed. That in itself, for current purposes, the goal is to find actionable policy-propelling topics and data. So what we want to do is be able to go to PennDOT or DCED or, you know, some governor's office and say, we have found X and we need you to do Y, which is a little different from gathering data and then saying we're doing bump outs or we're doing some traffic calming. It's much more about what is compelling from the regulators and the agency perspective.
Right, and if you go to a DCED or a PennDOT, the first thing they'll say is, well, I know you say there's too many trucks, but how do you really know that? And you'll be able to say, well, here are the numbers, and or not too many, but more than we really are comfortable with.
Well, not just how many trucks. Also, they are looking even at vibration impacts on buildings. There have been seismographs posted in several locations in town. Just assessing, you know, given the composition of the street, they're also looking at actually the wear and tear on the street, given the amount of traffic. You have to design pavement. People think of pavement as just being what you drive over, but it actually is engineered. The underlayment, all the different layers, and if you have too much and too heavy traffic going over it, it deteriorates much faster than it's supposed to, as you may be familiar with in downtown Lewisburg.
Well, I live in
Northumberland.
Yeah. Well, we see them digging down 4 or 5, 6 feet to redo all of that. And places where there's super volume, they put in a concrete road now. So that's happening at some of those spots. Okay, so that's the Market Street Transportation Study. Let's go back to the sort of the immediate deliverables would be some of these key numbers, accurate numbers, not necessarily suggestions, but just the sort of a finding of fact.
Right, so one of the things I didn't really touch on was that we actually have a design, an engineering consultant, and their Traffic Planning and Design is the name of the firm. They're out of several offices in Pennsylvania. One is Pottstown and Harrisburg and Bethlehem. We have some folks from each of those offices. They're doing the hard data analysis. So they're the ones who are taking a look at the traffic movements, the speed data, the counts, what types of vehicles are transporting through our community. They're looking at the seismographs as looking at the vibrations and the air quality, looking at the vibrations and also the noise. They're metering noise actually within the downtown because of the structure, as Sam said, of the downtown with the buildings really close to the sidewalk and the curb edge. We have a structure of a roadway that's not a highway, so we have quite a lot of reverberation downtown. Those kinds of things are being analyzed by our traffic engineers, but the things that we're looking at from the community, which we're talking about here today, are the more specific things that people see on a daily basis, and their comments about whether or not they're coming downtown frequently, infrequently, what's causing them maybe not to come downtown, the incidents they may have seen or been involved with, having them really report back to us on a public comment form.
So you want everybody to fill out the survey.
Everybody to fill out the form.
Yes, anyone who, it's not just for residents, it's not just for Lewisburg area people, it's if you go to Lewisburg, used to go to Lewisburg, we want to hear from you.
I go to the Lewisburg Freeze about every 2-3 weeks, so I'm filling it out. Okay. We ride on the rail trail once a month. So.
Anyone who interfaces with Market Street, whether they're from the community or not, it would be really important to hear from.
All right. We're going to find out a little bit more about the Market Street Transportation Study with Kim Wheeler, who's the new Special Projects Coordinator in the Borough of Lewisburg, and Samantha Pearson is back, our Walk It, Bike It Coordinator and Elm Street Manager up in Lewisburg. We're coming back at 7:40 or so, and we'll continue this conversation about downtown Lewisburg.
Politics, sports, entertainment. Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer. We always appreciate his help and his hard work. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom. He's saying nothing new on traffic. All the usual slow spots have popped up in the valley. Samantha Pearson is back, Lewisburg Neighborhoods Corporation, Elm Street Manager, and the Walk It, Bike It Coordinator. We're talking about the Lewisburg Market Street Transportation Study. study, and we're going to talk about some walk it, bike it activities, events, and things that are important to talk about when it comes to transportation. So welcome back, Sam.
Thanks again. Mark.
And Kim Wheeler is here. She's the brand new special projects coordinator for the borough of Lewisburg, is walking us through in lay terms for even me to understand the Market Street Transportation Study, all the process that's underway. We did talk about that and the goals. And let's stick with Kim, if we can, for a little bit here. This idea of there's some goals. I kind of talked about the conceptual idea of a bypass or something way, way down the road. What are the goals that you hope to come out of this?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Well, this Market Street Transportation Study is probably the first phase of many phases of looking at the holistic functioning of downtown Lewisburg. But this is on a fast track right now, this project, and is due to be completed by the end of June by our engineers, which is traffic planning and design. And by June, we hope to have enough data that will actually be able to help us put ourselves and position ourselves in front of PennDOT to start the conversation. We really don't have a baseline of data looking at all the conditions that we've talked about, from turning movements and traffic analysis to pavement conditions and phasing of our traffic signals, et cetera. We'll have that information, including all the public comment that we were speaking about earlier, and we'll have that by June 11th. And June 11th will be our next opportunity for the public to come out and hear the final results of what the traffic engineers have collected. That will be a public meeting at Lewisburg Borough's work session. It's actually going to be located at the Fire Hall at 5th Street, on the north side of 5th Street. William Cameron and Engine Company. And by the end of June, we'll have a completed report by our traffic engineers, but we'll also have recommendations on what those next steps are. I can't say what they are going to be right now, but we're looking to at least get our foot in the door with PennDOT and start having a conversation about developing a mitigation strategy about how Market Street in downtown Lewisburg is utilized, particularly by the large freight and vehicles.
And you want folks to go to lewisburgborough.org, fill out the survey that's found under the news column that explains what their experiences
impacts are and what their experiences are in downtown Lewisburg.
Right.
Exactly.
And the only criteria is that you have to enjoy Lewisburg once in a while.
Right. No, there's no sort of fundamental qualification for doing this other than having some interaction with Market Street periodically. And actually, I did want to follow up on one thing that Kim said. She misspoke a little bit. We had initially hoped to address air quality in this study, but actually multiple engineers gave us feedback that there's no way we're going to meet the actionable threshold, you know, for DEP or PennDOT. While it is a big impact on a small town, it's not a 10 lanes of massive numbers of trucks. It just doesn't have that kind of air quality issues. What we do have, however, is, she did mention reverberation. So actually, the transmission of sound and vibrations through the
air is an issue.
Yeah.
And we're able to monitor that. There were sound meters that were placed along Market Street in 5 different locations about two weeks ago or so, for a week period of time. So we're able to look at the impact of the air reverberations on the building structures.
Well, my monthly coffee in Lewisburg on the sidewalk the other weekend, between the Harley-Davidson and the tractor trailer.
It's difficult, for sure.
It's difficult.
Well, and it is true. On the one hand, this is a very comprehensive study. On the other hand, there are things that it's not addressing. So in fact, at the public meeting last week, people brought up the issue that, say, the unsignalized crosswalks are not going to be captured, you know, the failure to yield, for example. That information isn't going to be captured in the study. At the same time, we are very aware that that's an issue. And so that's where, you know, my organization,
yes,
Lewisburg Neighborhoods, comes in. We and our Walk It, Bike It program, our committee, provide sort of a wraparound, things that fall through the cracks for the borough, or they don't have resources or to get to. On the one hand, this is great because we're having stuff we can go to the police and be like, we need more enforcement, let's talk. We can also continue, we're getting very clear message that we need to continue working with our Walk the Walk, Drive the Drive campaign, which is trying to get everyone to make our roads safer right now, independent of what we ask of our legislators or our local elected officials or our police chief, we need, there are things we can do ourselves to make the road safer. And that has to do with, you know, driving so that as if you were a pedestrian, like so that you can yield when there are pedestrians trying to cross. It has to do with, as a pedestrian, being aware of the laws related to crosswalks. We have a lot of people who march out into any crosswalk, including the ones at lights. And actually, when there's a light, the pedestrian does not have the right of way automatically in the crosswalk. They only have the right of way in a crosswalk when there's no light. So that's actually a confusing thing, and we have crosswalk info cards and a lot of information on the LewisburgNeighborhoods.org website where we're trying to address this.
All right, so two websites have popped up for folks to make a note of, LewisburgBorough.org and LewisburgNeighborhoods.org. All right, so make sure you know the difference and the similarities, and everybody's working on a solution. Let's talk walk it, bike it. Let's put your hat on or your, I guess, your helmet on talk about walk it, bike it. And let's see, River Road Holiday is coming up on Mother's Day.
That's right. It's Mother's Day, and we did it on Mother's Day last year. We're doing it again on Mother's Day. We had a little bit more of an elaborate event last year. We were partnered with the Community Zone. This year we're keeping it more as a simple event. We close the road and invite everyone to come out and just walk, talk, stroll, bike, enjoy. You can hang out. You don't have to go anywhere. You can just get to River Road and enjoy some time by the river. Basically, we turn River Road into a temporary public promenade.
River Road's the closed portion starts in the general vicinity of the street of shops area.
Yes, so we'll start right at the end of North Water Street, so St. Anthony Street, crossing the bridge, and up to just before you get to the main entrance to Riverwoods. So it's about 2/3 of a mile of road, a paved road that'll be closed. And then if you want to loop through Wolf Field and into the AYSO soccer fields, you can make yourself about a 2-mile loop. We often have kids just doing laps of the whole
walk,
thing.
Walk, walk, walk.
Yeah, or on bikes, just back and forth and back and forth.
Okay, good. Well, they got the energy for that.
Right.
Good,
and
good for them.
So that's the afternoon on Mother's Day. We have the road closed from 1 to 5, and we invite everyone to come out. We'll probably have a little bit in the way of snacks, and it's just a great community event.
And music.
No music this year, unless someone wants to walk on down with their guitar.
Okay.
You're welcome to do so,
or trumpet or something.
Sure.
Okay, I have $10 for you. Why is that?
Because we are also doing a bike raffle. This is actually a fairly popular program.
There it is.
On the table. Okay. So what is Mark putting his money down on the table for? He's trying to get four chances for $10 at winning either $350 towards a bike at Earl's. This could get you a full-on bike or of many different descriptions, a kid's bike, a grown-up's bike, a cruiser. It could get you a tag-along. It could get you a trailer. You could use it towards a really fancy bike. So we want to be flexible. It's not just this bike is what you get. And then the other prizes include one-night overnight for two at the Colton Point Inn, which is off the Pine Creek Rail Trail near the upper end in Ansonia. So that's a great bike adventure opportunity. $100 gift certificate for CrossFit Lewisburg, and which even if you don't want to use yourself, you could give to someone. It would be a nice gift. And also entry fee for unpaved of the Susquehanna River Valley, which is the gravel ride that started last year. It'll be in October this year. We give you up to $108 to use towards that, which you can use in any combination for the 30, 54, or 90-mile route. So you could do a 90 and a 30, 330s, 254s, get your choice or give your choice of entries.
All right, bike, that is River Road Holiday, Mother's Day, May 12th. When is the bike raffle drawing?
The bike raffle drawing is at 4:30 during River Road Holiday at River Road Holiday. You do not need to be present to win, and you can purchase tickets. You can contact the Lewisburg Neighborhood's office, either at elmstreet@windstream.net or 570-523-0114, or just check us out online to get all the info. There's on the River Road Holiday page, you can get links to the bike raffle.
Okay, believe it or don't, a minute left. #30 day of biking. is something?
Yeah, so May is Bike Month, and 30 Days of Biking is April leading up to that. And that's a challenge that I actually personally just completed, an international challenge, to get people to see if they can get on their bike every day for all of April as they warm up
you
for
did?
May. I actually missed 2 days, but I also, this is the first year I've done it, and to be honest, I probably bike almost every day of every month anyway.
Okay. All right, well, fabulous. And finally, bike laws. You should go to LewisburgNeighborhood.org and download a list of bike laws, please.
Yes, we do.
Everybody, whether you drive or ride.
Well, and actually, these things change. So there are bike laws new on the books since 2016. Just even this over the weekend, I got, you know, someone waggling their finger at me for going across Market Street against a red light. Just their index finger,
okay.
But against a red light, because the bike, if you're not a cyclist, you don't know that the light won't necessarily change for a cyclist. Since 2016, there's a law that says cyclists and motorcyclists can treat a signal that does not respond to their vehicle as inoperable. So they can treat that red light as a stop sign, wait for all clear, and go.
And watch for waggling fingers. Safe, sound advice all the time. Thank you both so much. Kim, you can come back with yourself or other guests anytime now that you're the special projects coordinator in Lewisburg.
Sounds great.
So thank you. And Samantha, I'll see you in a month, if not sooner.
Excellent.
LewisburgNeighborhood.org.
Neighborhoods.
Neighborhoods. Yeah, don't forget that. And LewisburgBorough.org.